Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. My wingman, the Colonel, is still flying at high altitude somewhere on the planet, and he'll be back in next week. I've got special guests in here today. I've got Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire. Serena Cole is in, the lovely wife of Matt Cole, Scrappy's Welding, but she's going to hear talking about something else. My awesome board operator, Shelby. Judge Andy Isaac's coming in a little bit. He's on the road. He'll be in just a little bit. And so much to talk about. But first, we are simulcasting here, 105.1 FM The Ranch, as well as KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale, and Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. So if you want to see my ugly mug, the face made for radio, check it out on Facebook. Once it's done, it's all thrown into a podcast form. You can check it out at Aaron's Gun Shop or go to Spotify, Apple, Podbean, and just go down the line there and see which one you want to listen to. At the top of the page, at Aaron's Gun Shop's radio show page, is the replay of last week's show. You can fast forward, and you can take a look at all the different sponsors on the page. Click right on their little icons, and it'll take you right to their websites. Support the sponsors who support the program. Also, in the middle of the page, if you like the content of the program, you want to help with it, donations are greatly accepted. Welcome, and I appreciate it very much. Monthly basis like that helps the show to stay on the air because it costs a lot of money to be on two shows all month long. So it's really appreciated, and thank you very much. Now, with that all said, let me say hello to my guest, Judge Bill Whitmire.
How are ladies you first, man. I mean, I'm good, though. I'm good, man.
Seniority first.
I'm good. Wow.
You know, Serena, thank you, because that's where I was going. But he didn't take the respect factor. Here I am juggling and saying, what do I do?
Hey, so you've been on radio for 13 years as Buffalo Bill. Yeah, I'm a judge now, but there's still...
But 90% of the time, the special guest is to his right, and the colonel is always here, so he gets skipped. So he's used to turning over there.
Oh, so you're saying it's...
So he's a man of...
It's instinctual, then.
Yes, this is okay. Normal way.
All right.
It has nothing to do with respect, Bill, okay?
It's just his normal way.
Wow.
All right, pushing, I guess, the judge to the side here for a second, I'm going to go to Serena Cole. Serena, how are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad we were able to work this date out that you could come in here.
It's exciting.
What about the other half? Is the other half going to sneak in?
No, he's not. He's working this morning.
Well, that's good. We'll talk about Matt later, but primarily, what are we going to talk about today with you?
So we were going to talk about the Children's Advocacy Center and the work that we do in Belle, Milam, and Coryell counties.
This is going to be very interesting. Yeah. So we'll probably get in a heavy conversation in the 10 o'clock hour.
Not too heavy. Don't scare your people away.
Well, I got lots of questions. Okay. I always have questions.
That's not going to scare them. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me set the table here. Let me see what's going on. I get my show highlights out there so you can take your notes and get ready. We'll do devotional, announcements, true stories in the 11 o'clock hour, word of the day in a moment, quote of the day in a moment. Judge Isaacs should be here any minute. Katie from Ma's calling in at the bottom of the hour, telling us the menu at Ma's place. The senior official, Judge Bill Whitmire, will be going over some interesting information. How would you want to... What's the teaser for that one?
Which information?
Oh, God, Bill, come on.
You mean the tax
stuff? Yes.
We'll talk about property
tax.
Here's the thing, though, about that, is when you say that, then people think the appraisal district works for the county. The county is simply a client of the appraisal district.
I am asking you, based on your knowledge of how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that.
Because it's very interesting how it works.
Yeah, you're right, because only about 1% of the population really understands how it works.
We are failing due to ignorance.
Yeah.
All right.
Your words.
Let's do the word. Ignorance is not a bad word. It's a defining word that says lack of knowledge. If I said they're stupid, that'd be a different story. But no, lots of people are ignorant. I'm ignorant to this topic. Okay. Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence. And I like it. And I give you a thumbs up. I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. The word of the day for today is explicit. Explicit. It's an adjective. Definition stated clearly and in detail, leaving no room for confusion or doubt. It comes from the headline. California high school teacher placed on leave after explicit lesson on pleasing. How would you say that, Bill, if you're on air?
Which word?
Those two. Can I say that?
Ooh, no.
Don't ask him. No. Ask me.
No, I wouldn't.
Let's put it the back door. How about that? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's probably the safest way to say it.
Okay, it's medical.
Use the appropriate terms.
Yeah, usually
not as shady as that is.
All right, so let's try it again. California high school teacher placed on leave after explicit—that's the word of the day—lesson on pleasing the
rectal area.
The rectal area. Okay, you said it. It's a medical term. We're good to go. Give me a call. Put in a sentence. Get
some. Yeah, you're gonna put that in a sentence?
No, wow. Put the word explicit into a sentence.
800 different ways to reference the term explicit, and you choose
man,
that one.
What is going on here? We're going off the rails.
He's playing to his audience or to his speakers today. We'll talk about using terminology here in a minute.
Okay, let me do the quote of the day. This can't get messed up. Mm-hmm. The quote of the day. Give me the author, and I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Moz. But here's the deal. If you give me both of them, the word in a sentence, and you give me the author of this quote, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate. The quote is, "We don't let them have ideas. Why would we let them have guns?"
Okay, but...
Don't screw it up on me now.
I'm not. I'm just going to say, what's the word of the day?
Explicit.
Explicit. Explicit is the word of the day. All that other stuff you heard before that quote, ignore it. Explicit is the word of the day.
All right, we're having fun. Okay. Report. Hunter Biden's attorneys to use pro-Second Amendment SCOTUS ruling to avoid prosecution on possible gun charges. You know, you know why they're going to the gun charges? Because that's about all they can get them on, and they can get them off easy on it. Right?
At this point,
the computer from hell. Oh, my gosh. Senate votes to approve debt ceiling bill averting default. Yeah. They're going to do all these things everybody wants done, but there's going to be exceptions of $200 billion, $750 million, $73 million.
Another reason why Cornyn won't get reelected. He's going to have to retire after this term because he voted for it.
Here, Bill, you're going to like this.
Probably not.
Glamour magazine puts pregnant transgender, air quote, man on June cover for Pride Month.
I'm confused. What happened?
Some dude.
No, it's not a dude. He's not a dude. He's a she.
Oh, that's right.
Acting like a man.
See, I got confused.
I know. It's easy to get confused with that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, this woman thinks she's a dude. She's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's a man pregnant. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Well, trans man means it's a woman pretending to be a man. So, yeah, she's pregnant, dressed like a man. Yeah.
You know, the train went off the rails. You're about to hear the crunching metal just a little bit.
Remember like 30 years ago and everybody had a hard time when Demi Moore posed, pregnant, you know, pregnant like that? And now, you know, everybody's like, oh, that's terrible. How can you do that? And now this is like, whatever. You know, ugh. Yeah,
hopefully,
never mind.
She's not taking any male hormones because that'll really jack that kid up. I mean, it won't come out normal.
So okay, I'm just going to put this out right now. That kid's probably not going to come out normal anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, deformed. If it's if she's taking any kind of testosterone or hormone blockers, that's going to be horrible. That's going to be a very defective.
I've seen the picture. It doesn't look like she is. Yeah. It looks like she's just dressed up like a dude. Yeah.
Assisted suicide. I got to talk to Father John on this one. Assisted suicide. Profoundly Christian, former Archbishop says, in break with church. Obviously, in break with church. So, profoundly Christian, a suicide?
He went over that before. When he was talking about nefarious, he was talking about all the things that, in demonology, they would want. Kind of like your list for, what is it called? Your 45
communists.
Well, he had demonology lists of what they would reach, and he's like, assisted suicide is one of them because that goes against God. He said that before when he was here for nefarious.
I'll be talking with Father John this upcoming week on Wednesday, doing a Facebook Live so we can ask some questions. And then he's also coming on the 24th. Awesome. Joe Biden tries to explain his big fall. Judge Andy Isaacs. Trump pledges executive order on day one of presidency to end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. Birth tourism. And North Korea elected to the World Health Organization Executive Board.
Oh, boy.
Can we get any more crazy? Psaki, Peppermint Patty, remember her? Republicans are comfortable with Biden because he is an old white man.
Nobody's.
Where's the racist stuff?
Joe Biden's wife is not comfortable with him.
Grab a pistol, pop a bigot. Okay, here we go. Grab a pistol, pop a bigot in his little. Now, don't say the medical term. I don't want to say this term at all. Okay. Disgusting LGBTQ rap song promotes violence against opposition. FBI to finally hand over Biden corruption docs under threat of contempt. Let's see, a couple more here. I got 20 seconds, perfect timing. Despicable. Children's choir forced to quit singing national anthem inside U.S. Capitol as it might offend people. And then finally, Jane Fonda blames... She blames men for climate change. We have to arrest and jail those men.
I can't burn them all. Anything to do with Jane Fonda. You bring her up and I'll cut the mic.
Well, we might as well cut the mic now. We're on break. We'll be back.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Here I go.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. And if you got a question, comment, or you know the word of the day, put the word of the day, which is, the word is explicit. Make a little bit more noise there, Judge.
I can hear that so much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The word is explicit. The definition state clearly and in detail, leaving no room for confusion or doubt. Give me a call, put in a sentence, get some, a gift card for Ma's Place. The quote of the day is, we don't let them have ideas. Why would we let them have guns? Give me the author of the quote. Get a gift card. Okay.
That's Joe Biden.
Yes, all right. All right, Judge, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you can make it in.
Man, we won't talk about speed here. So we won't be talking. We won't be discussing that.
So there's not that blue line that you all work out with each other?
No.
So, okay.
No. I had to slow down Rogers because they were working, and then they were working at Buckholz. So I had to slow down.
Wow.
So, you know, are we ready? You know, you're talking about all this stuff. Every week you talk about a lot of news products and news things, and are we ready? I mean, me and the judge were just talking about long-range planning in Milam County. We don't do that in Milam County. I don't know what's wrong with him. We're going to have to see about your cognitive abilities here.
He's perfect for president.
You know, it's this week, this all happened this week. You know, I'm getting ready. We're getting ready for camp, which starts Monday. And we'll have a month long of a lot of kids coming. We got more kids scheduled to come right now than we've ever had. And right in the top part of that, we pulled all the double beds out of upstairs at the dining hall to put in twin beds and carpet and paint all this week. But we had a plan. We had a plan that this is how we're going to kind of try to work it. And we worked our plan, and the plan worked. But part of planning is what do you do when the plan doesn't work?
That's why you have a 5-point contingency plan. I know the guys in the Army do that. What about the Navy?
You know, the inside.
We just kind of make it up as we go along.
Inside
work side. I have a plan every day, but by 8:30, that plan's out the window.
That's right. Most of the time, but if you have a plan, then you can make adjustments. If you don't have a plan, there's no adjustments. There's panic. There's chaos. There's all kinds of stuff like that. If you'll look on Prime Video, PBR's got a new documentary out there called The Ride. In the first episode, there's a judge from Milam County in there with Ezekiel Mitchell, who's from Rockdale. And some kids all the time ask, I ask them, I said, what is your goal? I mean, what do you dream about? What do you want to be? What's your goal now? And they look at you like with their mouth open, I don't know. How are you going to attain it if you don't know? I realize that your people are 12, 14, 16, 18 years old that are coming to our camp.
Now, wait a minute, Judge. I've said this before.
6-1-0.
The breakdown of the American family for the last five generations. So these children, these young men and women who have no clue or idea as to what to do with themselves may be coming because of a lack of good parenting. And yeah, I said it.
There's parenting. So you tell them, how you're going to have to. I realize this is not fair, okay? 12, 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, really, they should still be worrying about playing and doing stuff. But we're not in that society anymore. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to just start making a plan for their life. And if they don't, any wind can blow them. They'll be the path of least resistance, which is always not good. Path of least resistance is most of the time not good. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we need you so bad in this country. We need you so bad in this state, in this county. Lord, I need you so bad just in my personal life. Everything I do, Lord, help us to turn them towards you. Lord, we have lost our eyesight of you. We don't know what you look like anymore because we've stopped teaching it. We've stopped showing it. Lord, help us to be more Christ-like. Help us to know what we're supposed to do. We need to seek you first, and all things else will come to us. Lord, help us to pray first every time we have a problem, to stop and pray first. Help us to pray for others first before we think about ourselves. Help us to reach out to touch others first before we do anything else. Because if we keep you first, things work out. But chaos ensues when we don't. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. We are a 501c3 ministry and provide not just camps for underprivileged teens that we start this week, but we also do retreats for vets from Camp Hope and retreats for ladies from Camp Shield. So for vets from Camp Shield. So God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Andy, I had a question, though.
Sure.
How could we support the camp if we wanted to offer donations?
Okay, we have a giving button on our website, which is in the top left-hand corner, and we go through Tively and just follow the prompts. They take checks or credit cards, or you can track me down. I'll come get it.
Okay. Do y'all take in-kind donations at all, or is it just monetary?
Yes, absolutely. There is no such thing as junk in the county. So, and in our stuff, we'll use it eventually for something. And if people want to volunteer to help, we definitely. But just if you can come for an afternoon or a day or an evening, whatever. Rita K always needs that. So,
now, Andy, you were talking about how we don't even know what God looks like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to go back to the word of the day. The word of the day is explicit, stated clearly and in detail, having no room for confusion or doubt. I'll read the top paragraph of this article. A teacher at El Dorado High School in Placentia. Is that how you say it?
Where are we at? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, whatever. California was caught on video instructing her students on how to have pleasure during the backdoor side of things, as well as where to find sex toys that will stimulate that part of the body, according to a district spokesperson. The individual involved was placed on administrative leave pending a thorough investigation. How did we get to this point? Because we what? Took God out of school?
That was the start.
God out of the family? Breakdown of the family? The whole works. All right, let me go and say thank you to McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang out of Temple and Belton. Knowing these guys for 20-plus years, they've been taking care of me for that long when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and they can do the same for you. They like to sponsor this part of the program for what we do here. And Temple, you can get them a call at 254-773-3114. McGuire's in Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com and support the sponsors who support the program. And don't forget, if you forget any of that, you should know by now, Aaron'sGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page, and all my sponsors are there. Click on their image, and it'll take you right to their website, Facebook page. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. And come Saturday, I pick one from the week to read here on the show. So today will be no different, and here we go. Good morning. It's not always necessary to make a new and improved way. Sometimes the old and proven ways are the best ways. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it and find rest for your souls. I continue. Fret, toil, and sweat. Most of the time, it can wait to be finished until tomorrow. Psalm 127. Verse 2, it is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. I continue, God has plans for each and every one of us. Let's not worry about others being more successful than we, but rather be more diligent to get done well what the Lord has for each of us to do. Psalms 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. And I continue. We are told these things for a reason. John chapter 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And I close. Let's all live in Christ, that we may all have peace. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. It's funny how this article kind of connects. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Put the word of the day into a sentence. Give me the author of the quote. The quote, once again, is, we don't let them have ideas. Why would we let them have guns? Kind of, you know, the other quote I gave to you, too, I'll even put this one out. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. See the trend? So, I don't know, Judge Whitmire. Is it Biden? Is that his quote?
No, it's not Biden, but...
coherent. It was too coherent.
Yeah. Whoever said it standing up, not laying on the ground after they fell down. Oh, so, yeah,
don't
it's
say
definitely
that
not
when
Biden.
I'm sipping coffee, man. I almost sprayed the microphone. All right. How much time do I got, Shelby?
30 seconds.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we should have Katie from Mom's Place giving us the menu for the day. And they've got a new updated menu with all sorts of delicious food. And if you go to my Facebook page, scroll down a little bit. I left the menus on there so you can check them out, or you can go to their website and check it out. But we're going to take a break. Be back in about 3 minutes. Should have Katie from Moss Place. 254-697-6633. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm getting critiqued left and right here. It's okay, though. It's okay. The army guy can handle it from the squid.
Hey, man, you let, like, the pre-part of the song play, but you don't let the bite play. You always kill it before the bite.
Shelby, let me ask you something.
Shelby was singing the bite part of it, and you'd already killed it.
When I give the cue to hit the mic, are you still fading out the music, or are you cutting the music off?
The music is cut down, not all the way, but you can hear it in the background.
So while I'm talking, you can still hear it. So,
yeah.
Just because you don't get the pleasure of hearing
it. I want to jam, man.
But he wants to hear it.
You ain't going to win this. I've been saying for George Strait for I don't know how long.
All right. Let's go back in a good direction. I want Katie. Get Katie on the line here.
All right. Katie's on the line.
Katie, welcome to the program. Don't forget, guys, this mic is dead while she's on the air. Okay. Katie, welcome to the program. How you doing? We missed you last week, but it's okay. We covered for you. How's it going today?
Okay, good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. I'm getting razzed big time, and I love it. But I've been telling everybody how good the food is, the portions, but it sounds better when you say it. So tell us what's going on for today's menu.
I have new things for you, actually. It's a new month, so we have a new monthly special. We have a hamburger basket. It comes with your choice of fries or tots for $7.99.
Okay, hey, Katie, can you hear me? Katie, can you hear
me?
What I need you to do is you keep muffling the phone and we can't hear you. So make sure the phone is clear when you're speaking, okay? You still there?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Verizon. I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, so our new monthly special, we have our hamburger basket with choice of fries or tots for
$7.99.
We are also introducing our new garden plate and veggie plate. Our garden plate is 5 of our side salads and a dinner salad. And when I say 5 salads, we've introduced our summer sides to our menu. And that includes our potato salad, our cucumber tomato salad, our broccoli salad, our dill cucumber salad, and pasta salad.
Wow, that sounds really good. It really does. I could have a little bit of each one and just in a little separate dish, you know?
We have a sample sent to the station.
Yep. And then we have a vegetable plate where you get to pick 4 of our vegetables plus your dinner salad.
You know what I think you need to do? I think you need to get one of your vans, load it up, come over here to the studio, and we'll just feast and let everybody watch us eat.
Yeah, a cater.
Katie, how can they get a hold of you?
Say it again.
How can they get a hold of you and where are you located?
You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. And we are located in Harker Heights at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard.
Now, Katie, I got to ask you something. Don't say it if you can't, but can you give any insight as to new things that are happening with Moz?
We are trying to open up another building. We are in the process of getting that completed.
Okay, so it's secret until then, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Field.
Okay, but we're going to explain it all later. Katie, I get hungry just talking to you, so you do what you do the best out there. Tell everybody they get a discount, right, if they're listening?
Oh, yes, 10% discount for any of my listeners.
Fantastic. We can't thank you enough for calling. We look forward to seeing you soon, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, you take care. Moz Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Check it out. Food's great. Atmosphere is great. Size of the food, the price of the meal, everything's great. So go check it out. Judge Bill Whitmire, I had asked you a question concerning taxes, how taxes have gone up like crazy. I go, how does this work? Because I know you know lots of different things, and I knew that was going to be one of the topics that you were pretty well versed in. What's going on? What happens? Is it somebody behind a desk saying, you know, I think we're going to stick it to this person and stick it to that person? But you told me there's basically a formula, right?
Yeah, there is a formula for how they do it. I'm not a mathematician, obviously, but there is a formula that's based that comes out of the state, and it's what they use to figure out taxes. So, you know, there's 39,000
over 39,000 individual pieces of property in Milam County. So to have them go on a case-by-case basis would be impossible. So the state years and years ago, came out with the formula, and they've modified it over time. And it's based on sales in your area and, you know, proximity to town or to various different things. It's a whole model. It's an algorithm. They put in where the property is, the size, various different aspects of the property. If you have buildings out there, what kind of buildings you have out there, sizes, and then it automatically calculates it. So we have what we call the protest. Okay, first of all, let's back this up a second. The Milam County Appraisal District is in no way, shape, or form directly associated with Milam County government. The Milam County government is a client of the Milam County Appraisal District, just like the school districts, just like the cities. So it's an independent organization that the state mandates that every county has. So every taxing entity in the state, in the county, appoints somebody on that board of directors. And so that's how they get their board of directors. And so anyway, they calculate that. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people, you get what you call a protest, and protests are due in June the 8th, so just a few days from today. But that word protest always leads people to believe that that's your last resort, but it's really not. That's a normal part of the process, and by putting in a protest, you are allowing the appraisal district to individually look at your property, consider your argument for lowering your appraised value so that you can get that appraisal down. Because otherwise, they're not going to take an individual look at your property. So if you want them to actually look at it and not just go based on what a computer spits out, then you need to put that protest in. And it's going to ask you for, you know, the reason why you believe that your appraised value is too high. And it might even ask for pictures or some proof or various other things, you know, to kind of help substantiate your point of view on the subject. And I will say that the local protest board has actually been fairly good in the past about working with individuals. Now, sometimes they just can't because, quite honestly, your evidence doesn't prove your point, or your argument doesn't prove your point. But I would say probably 90 to 95% of the time, if you go protest here in Milam County, they're going to lower your appraised value.
They give an appraisal of a property, charge you the taxes for it, but you can't sell it for that.
Because your appraised value and the market value are generally not the same. And I'll be honest with you, if you live in the southwest part of the county, be happy about that, because your market value is probably way higher than what your appraised value is. I mean, there's property over there on that southwest corner over there by Thorndale that's selling for $45,000 an acre.
Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you live, well, even if you live in the Jones Prairie area, some of that area is so undisturbed now, it's going for $20,000 and $25,000 an acre. And that appraised values up there, they've risen, but they haven't risen as high as what they're selling property for out there.
If you go back to what you said, there's an algorithm and all that.
Yeah.
If every question or debate or protest was taken out of the system, you were just looking at the way they did it. In your opinion, is it a fair breakdown of how to come up with evaluations, or is the system screwed up where people need to go and say, hey, I don't like that part in it because that's crazy. Who's thinking about this? Or is it in general a decent formula for figuring out taxes?
In general, it's decent, but it's not going to be perfect. I mean, the perfect way would be have somebody go check every individual piece of property. But if you did that, the Milam County Appraisal District would probably have to be 300 or 400 people in size.
No, I get the sense of the overall plan.
It's more of a sampling method than anything else. And that's why if you want them to actually look at your property, then you need to have them, you need to protest.
And sometimes that's necessary because you'll have a piece of property near you and somebody said, I don't care, I'm going to pay four times the amount, I just want it. And now you just set a pattern for that area that is not worth that.
Ironically, about 8 years ago, my property taxes jumped. And I was like, what is the deal here? And I went over there and I discussed it with them. And somehow my neighbor had cleared his property. Mine was still completely wooded. They had cleared theirs. And so they had made all these improvements to it. And so they just thought that was the backside of my place too. And so they raised so I went out there and I took pictures and I did the protest. And they said, no, obviously yours is still wooded. So mine came back. It had gone up a little bit just in the normal, like, inflation type deal, but it lowered all the way back down. Now, on the opposite side, I cleared my land last year, and we fenced it off. Well, we did it right after appraisals went out. Well, we did it about the same time appraisals went out. So it didn't get caught, which is normal. It's, you know, all taxes are done a year behind. Mm-hmm. And so this year, I did get a pretty good jump. But I earned it, so to speak. I put a new building out there. We fenced it off, you know, so the nurse can have her goats out there and all that stuff. And we cleared it. So there was a raise. Now, like 5 years ago, though, Matt, my disabled veteran status came off. So I had to protest to get that put back on to lower my taxes. So if you're a vet and you have a disabled veteran status, or if you have a homestead status on something and your rates went up, what you feel are unduly, go check those, because you may have, sometimes those things get kicked off by a computer, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what happened to my disabled veteran status, was it the computer just kicked it off.
All right, we're going to a break, and this is very interesting. I was going to ask you a question, and I'm getting old man syndrome here. I just forgot it. Hopefully I'll remember when
old,
I get back.
Man.
Yeah. Whack, one more time. Okay. You know, by the time I leave today, I'm going to be bruised up, but it's okay. I can handle Al Murmy. All right, we'll be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
All right.
everybody. The Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio Program finishing up the first hour, final segment. Judge Bill Whitmire in the studio with me, Serena Cole as well. But let's finish up our conversation, Bill. I asked you a couple questions behind the microphone.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't forget them, and I already forget
them. So you asked why do we pay taxes on improving property when you're not getting any added benefit out of the property?
You're spending the money, and you're not getting any benefit. Right.
And the thing to remember about taxes, there's a couple things to remember about taxes. First of all, your appraised value is not your taxes. Your taxes are going to be set by the tax rate that is set by whatever the tax entity is. So for the county, you know, what will happen is there'll be a voter-approved tax rate that'll come out. So for years, Milam County was somewhere between 75 and 77 cents per $100. Under the last county judge in the county commissioner's court, it was kept at 73 cents the whole time until last year when that voter-approved rate dropped down to 66.2 cents. And when it did, they set it at 66.2. Well, our appraisals, our tax base has grown so much. The taxable value of the county property has grown so much. I think that voter-approved rate is probably going to be 60 cents or maybe even less than 60 cents coming into the next year, coming into this, what we're working on right now. Our goal is to try to keep it at least 1 or 2 cents below that voter-approved rate to try to give some people some relief. So as your appraised value goes up, the tax base grows, taxable value of property grows, so the tax rate should come down. And thereby, if you've owned the property here, one of our goals is if you've owned property here, our goal as a commissioner's court this time is to keep the tax rate low enough that if you're a longtime county resident, you don't really see a huge tax increase on the taxes. Your appraised value may go up, but we're trying to keep the taxes about normal. And the thing is, we have so many new properties that are being taxed for the first time, new houses, new land breakups and all that stuff, new subdivision areas, that we should be able to do that. But bear in mind, we look at county taxes, we look at city taxes, school taxes. When you pay your property taxes, on average, if you live in town, 56% of your taxes that you pay go to the schools. If you live in the county, it's closer to 65% of all your tax. So if you live somewhere, like if you live in the Rockdale School District, but you don't live in Rockdale, you're going to probably pay close to 70% of all your taxes are going to, because of that $30 million bond issue they just passed over there, about 70% of all your tax money is going to go.
What's the justification for people who don't have children paying school taxes?
You're still benefiting because those kids are getting education.
And they ain't getting an education.
That's theoretical. I'm just talking theory now. This is the theory that they're going to talk about.
I have deep inside windows as to what goes on, and it's pathetic.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. No, but that's the theory behind it is that, and that's part of the reason why when you hit 65, your taxes are frozen. Because at that point, you know, I mean, your appraised value is still going to go up, but your taxes are frozen.
It's hopefully that you put your time into society and it cutting you a break. And the other thing, too, is a lot of these people coming in from out of town got tons of money. They can afford it, whereas somebody here maybe who's been here a long time, getting older in years, a higher tax rate like that forces
them to
sell.
That's why we're trying to keep county, do our part at the county is to try to keep that county rate low enough that if you've lived here for a long time, our goal is to try to make it to where your taxes will only go, your county taxes would only go up about what normal inflation is, which this year looks like it's going to be about 2 or 3% is what the CPI is going to end up at the end of the year. So that should be your normal increase. Because, like we said, as the tax base increases, that means more people are paying in because there's more new homes, there's more new businesses, there's all that. One of the biggest problems we've had for a long time in Milam County is we've concentrated on, you know, there's this old saying that you want to tax businesses, not rooftops. Meaning, you know, but in Milam County, we've been a bedroom community for a long time, and our rooftops, our home rooftops, are what's been getting taxed because we haven't had business. Now you've got some new stuff coming in. We've got new companies coming in buying property that are going to be supporting Samsung. They're coming into Milam County because they can get that industrial property cheaper in Milam County. Folks that are making like small pieces that go into these circuit boards that they're building, they're going to build in Samsung and stuff. These companies are already coming in buying property. All the stuff that's at SLR, which used to be the old Alcoa property, that stuff, they're right now they're in the They're building an RV park that's going to be a workers park so that they can start their construction. That's going to add a lot of industry, a lot of capital stuff down there that will help to alleviate some of the taxes on the rooftops, on the homes, on the properties, and put it back to where
that's you, the idea.
You want that. You want that healthy mix. You want that healthy mix, because otherwise, if you're a bedroom county, which is what we've been for years and years, you know, it means that a lot of people are being taxed on their homes and there's not enough being taxed on industry.
When you talk about this and say this, and I'm not putting this on you, you're explaining and doing a great job, but when I hear stuff like this, it's just like Social Security. It's in a lockbox. It's not going to be touched.
Well, there's no lockbox.
Here you have your rooftops. Well, when the businesses come in, we're going to lower those rates. I say baloney.
No. I'm not. When you don't have that industry, the only thing you have to tax are the homes.
I know.
But as you add industry to it, then that the industry's got to pay taxes too. If you don't have the industry, nobody's paying taxes there. But as the industry comes in,
I know what you said. But I'm saying baloney to that. That's going to help out the rooftop lower for the families on the houses because the businesses are coming in. I say they're still going to stay the same. It never fails, man.
They may stay the same, but it's not going to increase. Here's the thing. If we keep adding houses and we don't add industry, guess what? We have to pay more taxes because now we have to provide more services for more people. And without industry coming in, then the only thing to tax are those rooftops.
I'm not arguing that. All I'm saying is I'm very...
Well, you just argued your own point.
No, I did not say... I said this. It's not going to drop. Okay? Now, you're saying it won't increase, but I'm saying it's not going to drop.
Yeah.
Splitting hairs, Bill.
No, you're not.
Judge.
If you keep adding houses and you don't add industry, guess what? Your taxes will go up.
They will go
up. And
if
we don't add industry, we're going to add houses, period. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're going to add houses. You got 660 house subdivision. We just approved a 40 house subdivision in Buckholz. That adds 160 homes to the Buckholz area. Buckholz is going to, I mean, get ready. They're going to have to build a new school.
I will make myself
clear. Everything else.
I will make myself clear. Everything you said, I understood. All I'm saying is I do not believe that taxes will maintain or go up slightly. I still say it will continue to go up because that's the way it always seems to work.
And where does most of that taxes go? Where do most of those taxes go?
That's a good question.
Schools. In Texas, it goes to schools. Because what's going to happen in Buckholz? Those people paying that live in Buckholz ISD, when you get all these new houses over there, they're going to have to build a new school. You know, you just passed, last year you just passed, what, a $17 million bond issue. You know, we built a brand new junior high. We built a brand new ag barn because we never had an ag barn in Milano. And we built onto the elementary school in Milano so that we could lock down the kids. And we did a bond issue for less than $1 million to cover all three of those. And here in Cameron, you do a $17 million bond. And in Rockdale, you just did a $30 million bond issue down there. I want to congratulate them because for a while, people in Milano were upset because they had the highest school tax percentage in the county. Well, those two just alleviated that. You know, but when we did that down there in Milano, we made sure that we did it in a way that we took advantage of various different state and federal monies so that we could keep that property tax as low as we could by using that bond. And we still had some folks that weren't happy about it, but now they're pretty happy about it because we can do things. And I mean, the biggest thing at the elementary school was we couldn't lock down our babies. If something bad happened, we couldn't lock the doors and secure our youngest kids. And so we did that. But in these other schools, there's some good things that they want to do, but they're saying first world problems they're addressing in these schools that don't need to be addressed.
Explain to people what a first world problem is.
First world problem is, let's take the Secretary of Transportation this last week. What's his hot button issue is? Is if you get delayed on a flight, that you get a free meal. You know what? Who cares, man? If you're flying on an airplane, you probably got enough money to buy a freaking meal.
As compared to a third world problem,
which is they just want a meal. They don't even need the flight. They just want to eat.
Today, maybe even tomorrow.
I mean, half the stuff that comes out of President Biden's Twitter is first world stupid problems. You know, we've got real problems. Serena could tell you about real problems she sees every day. But we're going to address stupid things left and right in this country. And look at East Palestine. Those people are still suffering up there from that train derailment and everything that happened up there. We don't even talk about that. Because why? Because we're worried about LGBTQ LMNOP month this month. Come on. First world problems, man. You think they're worried about LGBTQ LMNOP problems in, I don't know, Sierra Leone? No. They just want to eat over there. But here we are, first world problems.
Teaching back door.
Speaking back door explicitly. Okay, put the word in a sentence.
Explicit word of the day. Come on, people.
Comes from the headline. California high school teacher placed on leave after explicit lesson on pleasing the back door area. I'm not talking lubing the hinges either. All right, how much time I got?
Like a minute.
A minute. So, with that minute, I want to go over here sure. to Serena. And Serena, give us a teaser as to when we come back after the 10 o'clock break, what we're going to be talking about.
I think that what we are going to be talking about is child abuse and education and prevention of it, and how Milam County is doing such an amazing job in that effort, and how they're supporting us in so many great ways.
This is going to be very interesting because I don't know about anybody else in the room. Maybe you, Bill. I don't know, Shelby, if you heard it, but I don't hear much about it.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a great platform.
We did a proclamation for it this year.
We did, and a pinwheel plan.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk a lot about, I got a lot of questions to ask you,
sure.
And we can have people call in if you'd like at 254-697-6633. The word of the day, once again, explicit, give me a call, put it in a sentence, get a $25 gift certificate, or give me a call, tell me the author of this quote. We don't let them have ideas, why would we let them have guns? You can get a $25 one for that as well. Unless you get them both together, then I'll give you a $40 gift certificate. So we're going to take a top of the hour break. And when we come, and don't forget, people on Facebook, when you don't hear the volume, it's just because we muted the mic. We'll turn it back on once we get back. Be back in three.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Everybody, to the second hour of the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, in the studio with me, Serena Cole. Serena,
hey,
known you for a long time.
It's been a minute,
and you're doing some great things, and I can't wait to talk about it. But let me go through some protocol here. We're simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also out of Rockdale at 98.5 FM. Live streaming on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to call in to ask Serena or any type of question here, while the judge Bill Whitmire's in. Payback's, you know what. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. But right now, I'm very interested. You work for the CAC. What does that stand for? What's your title in it? Let's talk.
Okay. So the CAC is the Children's Advocacy Center of Central Texas. I am the Education Outreach Director for the Advocacy Center.
And what does that mean exactly?
So the Advocacy Center, our mission is to provide comprehensive services that provide hope, healing, and justice for abused children and neglected children in Bell, Coryell, and Milam counties.
Now, I'm going to ask this because I'm doing so many things in my life. I got my circle of things I'm doing. Do you feel as though a lot of people don't even know that that's out there?
I didn't know anything about that.
I think because the CAC is, we are kind of in the background doing the work silently and quietly that needs to be done for abused children. We're not a volunteer organization. We actually work with our law enforcement partners and our CPS partners and our prosecutorial partners with these children. So the way our center works is when an abuse case is reported to the state intake system, either through CPS or through law enforcement, they come to our center to do the forensic interview. And that starts the process for finding justice. And so our interviewers take the children, and the interviews are recorded. And so they're able to use them in the court of law to help do the prosecution portion of it. But then once that is completed, the child and the non-offending caregiver and family are able to access a slew of services, whether it includes advocacy services and therapy services as well, to help with the healing part. And that is where the comprehensive compass comes into play.
Serena, I'm a little old school.
Sure.
I personally don't have a problem with a belt to the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the corporal punishment with the hand or the paddle. I don't have a problem with that. But there's a lot of people out there who do.
Yeah.
And they may call up and say, I saw this person spank somebody. How ridiculous are some of the cases that come in? Is it not fair? How do you differentiate between, give me a break, and this is a problem here?
So I'll be honest, that is not our place to stay. Our determination, because we're the middleman. First off, I want to kind of address certain parts of that. So you had mentioned earlier that child abuse is not something we hear a whole lot about, and I think that is because it's such a taboo conversation.
Let me clarify.
Are afraid to have that conversation.
I hear about it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your organization.
Yeah.
And what you do. That's what I meant.
And so, but that's part of it, is the conversation is not had. Now, when a case is made or reported to CPS, I mean, are some of those cases bogus? Are some of them are, you know, a large majority of the cases, are child on child, whether it's in the schools or, you know, friends are, you know, not playing around, but maybe curious about their sexuality and just kind of discovering. So those are, you know, we see those cases. But our center doesn't make the determination of whether they're legit or they're not legit. Our purpose is to gather the information so that the law enforcement partners in the justice system can make that determination in a fair and honest way.
How does it get to you in the first place?
So the state system, there's a state intake system with the CPS. So in Child Protective Services, if a report is made, it goes to. So for example, last year over 7,500 child abuse cases were reported to CPS in Belle, Milam, and Coryell counties. So that's over 7,500 kids that could have been subjected to abuse. Of those kids, we saw 816. So for when it's reported to the state intake system, we have a person that goes through every single one of those cases and sees if they meet our criteria. And so our criteria is all sexual abuse cases, priority one physical abuse cases, which is severe physical abuse, witness to a crime or domestic violence, or at risk. So if a child has been abused or allegedly abused and they have siblings, we will see their siblings as well, or their cousins and brothers or whoever's in the household. And so once those cases come in, it's by referral only from the state, from the intake system.
Okay, let me pause you there. When you say referral, how does the state get the referral in the first place? Does a mother call in? Mm-hmm. Does a child call in? Does an outside observer call in? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you just mentioned 7,500, but you only did 800 of them. And I want to compare this to, like, red flag laws.
Yeah.
Red flag laws when it comes to guns is somebody, oh, you know, I don't like him. You know, I think he may be a little crazy. And with the red flag laws, they take your guns, and you got to prove that you're not crazy. And so I'm wondering, does a lot of that happen in this type of stuff?
No. No, and I don't know the statistics offhand, and I should have brought them with me, but a very, very small percentage of cases that we see are falsified cases. A great majority of the cases that we see, there is something there. And maybe it's not as severe of abuse as it could be, but, you know, mediation is needed. And that's where CPS comes in and says we need to set out a plan and work with the family and kind of give them the counseling, the services that they need. There's a lot of things that go into that number, that 816, and why there's such a difference in those two numbers. I forgot your original question about how they come. So, yes, mandatory reported teachers, counselors, doctors, those are all mandated reporters. So if they see something, they're required by law to say something, report it. And that's when they call the CPS hotline and report the cases.
Let me give an example. Mm-hmm. Teacher sees bruise marks over little Johnny's arms and neck. And he goes, "Johnny, what's going on?" He makes a comment, and that's how it goes.
Yes.
I could take that as legitimate. How about police officer going to domestic dispute, goes to the house, sees something awry, they report it, then it gets into the system. Things like that?
So with law enforcement, it's a little bit different. The law enforcement doesn't have a state intake system. So the way we work with our law enforcement partners, if they see a domestic violence case in the situation that you mentioned, and there are kids involved, they will likely come to our center if law enforcement chooses to bring them to our center. That's not always the case. If they deem in the field that those services are not necessary, that the kids are safe, then a lot of times they won't bring the kids. It's up to their determination on whether they come to the CRC or not. It's when the cases are reported through the state intake system, through Child Protective Services, is where we get the bulk of our cases. However, that being said, we do have a really great relationship with our law enforcement partners because our services and forensic interviewing is so important in finding justice.
Would you explain what you mean by forensic interviewing?
Yeah, absolutely. So forensic interviewing is, we have very trained professionals that go through hundreds of hours of training to specialize in interviewing children for these types of cases. So let's say, for example, there's a child who has been injured in some form or fashion, and a law enforcement officer is trying to question that child. First off, he has his gun on his hip. And law enforcement is sometimes very scary to kids. And so they're going to be intimidated. Or maybe the offender is in the same house or the same space. And so that child is not going to tell their truth. They're going to be scared to do it. And so you're not going to get a very good version of the truth. Another thing is if they are interviewed in the field, whatever is said between that law enforcement and child is not usable in the court of law. But whereas they come to our center...
Due to the fact because they're underage.
Because they're underage.
Okay.
If they come to our center, our forensic interviews, there are very specific things and criteria that we have to follow when we get an interview from a child. By the state of Texas says that we have to determine they know truth from a lie. So that's one of the things when they go into this room and it has cameras and video recording and audio recording with the interviewer and just the child. It's just the two people in this room.
I have a question.
Sure.
What if, do they need permission from the abusive parents to be interrogated?
No, absolutely not. And it's not interrogation. So,
it's an interview.
It's an interview. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's not an interrogation.
They don't need the permission.
No, because by the time that it comes to us, it is brought to us by CPS or law enforcement. And so at that time, there has been intervention made to where, also with our center, the alleged perpetrator is not allowed on our property at all. And so if we find out that they are the parent, if they're waiting in the parking lot, they are asked to leave. And if they're not, if they don't leave on their own, then they're made to leave by the law enforcement. Because when a case comes into our center, the CPS officer or the law enforcement officer have to be present for the interview. They're in a separate room. The room has the interview is being recorded, but the officers are being watching it live. Okay. So the truth and lie, the first thing they do is take a truth and lie oath. And what that looks like is, can you tell me the consequences of a, or what is a truth? And they'll tell the truth. What is a lie? So forth. And what are the consequences of a lie? And then they will ask them, do you promise to tell me the truth in this room? And if they say, yes, I promise to tell you the truth, then they can continue the interview. If they don't, a lot of times they have to stop the interview. The other things that they establish is the date and the time, both also very important in the court process. And so these things are established in the interview, and then they go into the details of the interview or of the occurrence.
I'm showing you we're getting ready to cut because I don't want to get you in mid-sentence. We're gonna, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. This is a very interesting conversation. Serena Cole, and if you got a question for her, 254-697-6633. I still got a bunch of questions for you, Serena, and you're doing a fantastic job. But until then, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Metro Radio Program. Matt, your host, with Serena Cole. And Serena, I want to make sure I get your... What?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
She was acknowledging.
Okay. I want to make sure we understand your title. Say your title again. You're with the Children's Advocacy
Center. Education and Outreach Director.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. And we're having a very interesting conversation. If you want to be part of the program, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, 254-697-6633, if you have a question for Serena. And I have another question.
Sure.
And I always write them down so I don't forget something. What are the steps the general public can make to prevent child abuse? And before you answer that, if there's anything you wanted to go back over in the last segment, why don't you do that and then we can ask the question again.
So I did want to go back and kind of finish up the answer because I know we ran out of time. But the reason why you were talking about the forensic interviewers and their job, in addition to establishing that trust, I think it's really important to know that the kids know that they're safe and that it is an inclusive place. Again, I will reiterate that the alleged perpetrator is not allowed on the property. So they know that when they leave, when they share that story and tell what happened to them, whatever it may be, they know that they're going to walk out the door and they don't have to go back into the arms of the person who hurt them.
Can I bridge a question from you to Judge Whitmire over here? Judge, when they do these stay away forms, what do they call them, where somebody can't get near you?
Protection order.
What good is that? So here's Serena saying they're not allowed on the property, and some guy or whoever it is sitting in the shadow behind the tree, behind a car,
the
person comes out.
That's not always the case. Sometimes they're still with them. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the parents are still together or the boyfriend and girlfriend are still together and they're living in the same house.
Well, the question still stands. What good's a protection order?
A protection order, I guess the best example I can use is, you know, why lock your gate? Well, the lock keeps honest people honest. A protection order is going to keep honest people.
And it covers the court system to say we tried.
The other side of that is the protection order gives law. You know, so let's say like you know, this guy has a protection order where he can't come around this girl. She has this protection order. Okay. In normal time, without the protection order, if he still approaches her and he's there, the cops can't do anything about it. You know, but with the protection order, if he does show up, I can make a phone call. Now, just like Serena said, the problem is there are people, and they come into my office all the time, and they're upset because so-and-so broke the protection order. My first question is, did you call law enforcement? No. You know.
So if you're going to get a piece of paper with power, utilize it.
And you know, well, he was on the other side of the property. You know, one instance is, you know, the wife is living with the mother. The wife and the husband had a house on the other side of the property. But the protection order says he cannot come on that property at all.
See, that's
they're letting
him
come onto the property. And then when he does something stupid, then they're like, well, what do we do? Well, why didn't you enforce that protection order right from the get-go? It gives now you have something that law enforcement can enforce. Without a protection order, they can't enforce it at all. Does it always work? No. I mean, they're going to break the protection order,
okay,
but it gives the law enforcement that opportunity to say, okay, now we've got something to hold you on.
Thank you for that explanation. Mm-hmm. Serena, continue on.
So I think you had that second question. It was...
What can the people do?
Okay. So interesting statistic.
And just to read the proper question, what are the steps the general public can take to prevent child abuse?
Okay. So I just want to hit you with a few statistics, just a little bit of information so that everybody knows where we're at. So what do you think, how frequent do you feel like abuse happens with children?
It depends on what your thought processes of abuse is. Like, for example, spanking a young boy or girl.
I think she was saying she deals with more of
abuse.
I know, but she's asking a question. What do I think?
Okay, confirmed child abuse.
Ask the question again.
So, well, I'll just give you the statistics. So 1 in 4 girls have been sexually abused before their 18th birthday. 1 in 6 boys have been sexually abused before their 18th birthday.
I believe it in this the way we're living.
Completely. I'm surprised it's not.
The way this world's gotten. Now, back in the day, you go back 40, 50 years, I wouldn't believe that. Although I know it still existed. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe it's so perverted.
It just wasn't so accepted.
And it wasn't so accessible when it comes to polluting your mind with the pornography and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On your phones. I'm sorry.
No, it's absolutely. No, but and that's where it kind of goes to what you were saying. It's like, how do you define abuse? And, I mean, it's just, again, it's not my job. I have the easy job in our center. I don't have to interview the children. So, but I do see the horrors that they encounter and they face. And I will tell you, on a day-to-day basis, we see 4 and 5 interviews a day, 5 days a week. And then we get emergency interviews on the weekends when necessary. And some of the things and see that we see and hear every day is just... it's just crazy. But that being said... That brings to my question, or brings me to the answer of how people can help. During the summertime, reported cases of abuse actually significantly decrease. And the reason why is because they are not in school. They're not seeing those mandated reporters.
Right.
And so the reason why I wanted to come on the show today is just to kind of tell people, if you see something, say something. And I know that you've said it a couple times now, like, it's not your place to determine what abuse is. But if abuse is happening and you see something and that makes you question... you could be saving that child's life. You could be making a difference in that child's life. And let the law enforcement and let the judicial partners make the determination of whether that's happening or not. Let the system do the work that they're supposed to do. As a human being and a man of God, we want the best for our children and we want to protect our children. And so we have to be able to report that. So
there's a thing. One of our daughters lives in England, and every time you go over there, you see this, and it's on advertisements, and it's put out, and it's just see it, say it, sort it. You know, see it. If you see it, say something about it, and then sort it out. You may be nothing.
You know, but there's a problem.
The problem is we're so worried about
people's reputation.
Yeah, that or upsetting somebody or looking like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
That we never say anything.
Yeah. I'll share a story with you. So this is not anybody that's come through our center, but this is a testimony that was given to us for an event that we had. There was a young lady who was sexually abused from the age of 3 until she was 7 years old. And this was, you know, several years back. And her stepfather was her abuser, and he beat the mom, and he abused the other kids in the house. And then they had drug problems, and the red flags and everything were there. Like, it was glaringly obvious, but nobody said anything. And for years, this child went through this abuse because sexual abuse was taboo to talk about, and physical abuse was chalked off as being disciplined. But for years, this child went through this torment. And then finally, her best friend, who was 7 years old, dared to tell her parents and say something. And that's the day her life changed, was because somebody had the courage. It took a 7-year-old girl to have the courage to say something and take up for her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Like, it's hard because reputation and ego, because I have seen it firsthand. Friends of mine, even here locally, have been accused of things, and it's ruined their lives.
Yes,
like, it's just devastated their lives. But had that been true for somebody, is somebody's reputation worth the life of a child? And that's a hard determination to make.
When you put it like that, of course not. But when you put it that way, and then it's not guaranteed that that's the case, you just submitted somebody to absolute damage.
No.
As compared to, it wasn't the case after all. It's a very famous tactic lawyers do in court.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say something out and plant the seed, and they'll say, I'm sorry, I retracted from the statement. But it's too late. The brains have it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying you've got to be very careful.
You
can't just... I'll give you a perfect example. I'm in a movie, and I'm going down the hallway, and I see this very handsome-looking family, okay?
Yeah.
Mother, father, child. And the child said something to mama that was somewhat inappropriate. And dad comes with the back of his hand, or the palm of his hand, right on the backside, and you heard it pop. And he goes, sorry, dad. sorry, and go, apologize to your mother. And he did it. Well-dressed, and he was out of line. Now, somebody would look at that and say, that's child abuse. And I say, no, you're causing child abuse, not correcting that child for saying what they said. So my point is, you have to be careful.
Well, and that's where, remember when I was talking about the cases that we see and how they meet our criteria? Mm-hmm. So CPS receives all those calls every year of cases. The cases that come to the Children's Advocacy Center are priority one, physical abuse. So these are the apparent, obvious physical abuse cases where something has occurred. In most cases, not to say that there hasn't been cases that have come through and has whatever. And then sexual abuse. And so I hear you. I know what you're saying. And I think that that is up to every individual to make the decision on where they stand and where they want to report.
And that's all I say is before you make the report, understand a lot of things can happen. Feel very confident in your decision. I'm not saying don't because I love children. I protect children and women. That's my main thing. Guys, you're on your own. I'll back your six. You back mine. But when it comes to women and children, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm very protective. But I'm not. I just can't see somebody's life being ruined because you don't like spanking.
Well, I think that is not. I mean, when we talk about the advocacy center and the work that we do and child abuse prevention, that is not the cases that we're talking about. That's we're not talking error. About. You know, let's go out and
no, I understand get, that,
go
Serena.
After all the parents. But some of the things, so we had mentioned earlier.
You'd be surprised.
Hold on, what you got? I got 20 seconds. We'll come back after the break. We'll continue on the conversation.
Cool.
And 254-697-6633, Serena Cole. I've got Judge Bill Whitmire in the studio as well. We'll be back in three. See you on the other side.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Having a very good time. Great discussion with Serena Cole, the judge, Bill Whitmire. I want to take a break on that for a couple minutes. I've got Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group on the line. She's got something special going on. Hey, Melinda, how you doing? Melinda, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Morning. You're always doing something. What do you got going on today?
Oh, my goodness. We are having an awesome garage sale in Temple. The address is 1814 South 35th Street. Some of the items that might be of interest would be a whole bunch of antique furniture. I've got a pie safe, a wardrobe, an oak desk. I've got a little John Deere trailer that could be pulled behind a yard tractor.
Oh, wow.
Washers, dryers, furniture, rugs, come on. Everybody gets a discount if they call me and tell me that they heard it on the radio.
Now look at you, always doing business, Melinda. That's great. Okay, tell them the number address again.
The address is 1814 South 35th Street, and if you want to call me before you come to see if we have something, the number would be 254-913-5653. The two big items would be a project Airstream, and then we also have a little tiny house for sale.
That's not a garage sale, Melinda. That's a freaking real estate auction. All right. Well, cool. I'm glad you're able to give us a call and tell us that. I'm sure people are shutting off their Facebook now and headed your way.
Hope not too soon.
And we would love to have them. And you know, one person's junk is another person's treasure. And we're just giving stuff away and helping folks who don't have households furnished. And so we're happy to help folks who might even be in need. So come on out. Tell us you heard us on the radio. I'd love to meet you. And we've got some cool stuff. So we'd love to see you.
Sounds great, Melinda. Thanks a lot for the update.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. Bye-bye now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make a comment about my conversation in the last segment. In no way, shape, or form am I criticizing CAC, Child Advocacy Center. I'm addressing the population out there because of what I do on this radio show. I'm constantly studying the news, and I see people's lives wrecked by false accusations, red flags, and all this kind of stuff. And there's people out there who are malicious, who want to get after people because they don't have a life of their own. So under no way, shape, or form am I questioning, judging, or anything what Serena and her group does. I am putting out there an advisory to the people who call the thing in the first place. Don't do it recklessly. Don't do it maliciously. Don't do it because of revenge. Do it because you care about the woman, the dad, the child, whatever, for serious, legitimate reasons.
I think that's very fair.
Thank you.
I think that's a very fair thing to say. And I agree with you. So many times we see these domestic cases to where, not just in general, these domestic cases where it's mom against dad and the poor children are brought into the middle of it. But I think during break you were talking about something that you see on a day-to-day and you had mentioned it.
No, you're right. You have to temper it, Matt. You're exactly right. The one thing that I think we see a lot is that a lot of this stuff gets seen and people don't want to be that guy. They don't want to be that girl. They don't want to be the one that says it. They you know, I said it on Monday in my Memorial Day speech downtown was, you know, service and service to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. How many of you go home
And you might wave at your neighbor, say hi, but you have no idea who your neighbor is. And when we grew up, everybody knew their neighbors. We had neighborhood parties. Everybody, and if something was wrong, you'd say something to your neighbor. Hey, man, that's a little out of line.
It's all more important on the country, too.
Yeah, and we're so scared of that now. And you got to, if you see something wrong, and I mean, Serena's group, one thing to remember is there's no innocence or guilt there. They're there for those kids. You know, they're whatever happens to the individual that harmed those children, that's not in their control. Their whole job is to take care of those kids.
And they've gotten the ones that have been verified. You're a green light, what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, they do that, and we have a CASA now. Their job is to advocate for those children in the courtroom. But the CAC is just to take care of those kids.
Yeah. I wanted to finish up just some of the things to look for. Like just some of the hot buttons, because we had talked about the kids being out for the summer. Mm-hmm. So, and these are things that are not just a swat on the hiney or anything like that. But if you see serious injuries, bruises, black eyes, broken bones, like that's an obvious sign. Unexplained. Young children being left alone without supervision, you know.
You mean like a hot car, windows rolled up?
Hot car, windows rolled up. Or if you have a five-year-old at home because mom and dad have to work and they can't afford daycare.
It's crazy.
Like that's neglect. Dehydration, malnutrition, poor hygiene, sexualized behavior, over-sexualized behavior is a sign of sexual abuse. For example, if you have a seven-year-old playing Barbie dolls and the Barbie dolls are having sexualized behavior.
Why would that child even know this at this point?
And those are the questions that need to be asked. And so those are the times, and those times you need to really question about, oh, okay, well, maybe this child's going through something, and make the inquiries and then make the call and let the system figure out.
You know, Serena, a lot of people out there that you hear in the news get upset that we want to take pornographic books out of the library of schools. Mm. You're banning books. No, I'm banning perversion into a garbage bag that hasn't been opened yet. And let me explain my analogy. I always use as an example, and I used to teach Bible. I think you know this too.
Yeah.
I used to teach Bible study to kids. And I would use the garbage bag as an example. A vacuum sealed, packed garbage bag. You pull it out. It's perfect. But when you snap it open, I'll give you $10 to make it like it showed when it first came out of the box. You can't do it. That's the child's brain. You open up the brain to all this perversion, and it's never going to leave. So that's why the heck would you want to give it to a child? Let them be a child, and then when they're 18, because the law says it's legal, okay, whatever. If the foundation ain't set by that point, it's never going to be set.
Yeah. I, as a person, as a human being, totally agree with that. I think that we've seen this kind of trend in changing the names of things. For example, you say porn, and it's now called CSAM. Like, if you ever hear the term CSAM, it's child sexual abuse material. And the reason why they're doing, they're changing that termination is like a horse is a horse, right? Like, if it's porn, it's porn. Mm-hmm. However, what they're doing with this is saying porn is voluntary. Like, people who participate in porn is voluntary. Child sexual abuse material is not. And so they're trying to differentiate.
I got you.
And so when you follow kind of those trends and stuff, and then also with what they're trying to take out of the schools, and then recently, like, with these drag shows and the kids being...
Oh, don't get me started, man. Don't get me started.
I mean, but that's a whole different topic for another day.
I got no problem with drag shows.
Yeah.
Adults go to a drag... Okay, cool. Yeah, have a good time. But when you got your five-year-old putting dollars in a...
Who doesn't actually have a full say whether they want to be there or not. They're taken by the parent who had the choice.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Sure.
How is the CAC funded, and how can people support the CAC?
So funding, we are primarily funded by grants from HHSC, which is Health and Human Services, and then we receive a VOCA grant from the government. And the reason why is because law enforcement and CPS are actually mandated by the state of Texas to bring these cases to us for forensic interview. It's not a choice. Like, they're supposed to, if they meet our criteria, they're supposed to bring the cases to us. And for that reason, we receive those grants. But 21% of our funding is actually fundraising efforts. We receive various community grants. We have
ridiculous.
We
That's
have some
ridiculous.
Major events that we have.
You got to fundraise to do that.
Yeah. But we didn't really cover all of the services that the center provides either.
And I'm trying to be serious in the sense of this is an important thing that they do, and you got to fundraise baked cakes?
No, well, kind of. Well, you could. It's funny you say that. We do have a fundraiser coming up in July. It's called Divine Desserts. And
that's just wrong, man. That should be
funded. And hundreds of bakers donate desserts to us, and we have a big gala event. It's kind of funny.
Well, are you doing this in Milam County?
No, that's in Belton. So let me kind of go back to the fundraising efforts. So we have the events, and it's in Temple. And the reason why is because we serve Bell, Coryell, and Milam counties.
Well, wait a minute. If you're serving Milam County, couldn't, like, maybe the judge of Milam County recommend maybe donations being made? He's looking at me like...
Well, I'll get into that in a minute. We'll talk about it. Let her finish.
Right. We actually did make a request from the County Commissioner's Court to receive funding for this year. Mm-hmm. And so Milam County has supported us. And I will say, I wanted to kind of bring into this numbers and statistics, and then I want to talk about the rest of the services that we provide,
okay,
if we have time.
We do.
So I'll just speak on this really quickly. I don't even know what I just said.
Girl,
talking about fundraising.
We're
talking about fundraising.
Oh, yes. So the support that we receive from Milam County, we just got our numbers in. You know, I was talking earlier about how we get intakes and how many cases we see. I can say that Milam County, as far as numbers go, we see over 100% of the child abuse cases that comes to Milam County at our center. So that means to me that we have a really tremendous relationship with our CPS partners and with our law enforcement partners, because every time that they see a child abuse case, they are at our center. Whereas like Bell County, it's only 41%. So of the cases that come through Bell County, we're only seeing 41% of those kids. So we have always, always received significant support from Milam County.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break right here. Sure. When we come back, we'll continue on. 254-697-6633. I've got Serena Cole with the Child Advocacy... I get that word.
It's okay.
Trips on my tongue. Child Advocacy Center, and she's in Belton. Got Judge Bill Whitmire in the studio with us too, Milam County Judge, but we're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Betros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the second hour, final segment, I've got Serena Cole from the Child Advocacy Center in Belton. And if you have a question or a comment or want to relay some information to Serena, you can give us a call here in the studio, and she'll give her numbers out as well. Mm-hmm. It's 254-697-6633 here in the studio. We can put you on air if you want to be anonymous, whatever. We can take care of it no matter what. Not a problem. Serena, what is a method that they can get a hold of you at?
So we have several ways that you can contact us. If you want to contact the center directly, our phone number is 254-207-0363. And that is actually my direct number. And even if you call me directly and you have something else that someone else in the center needs to attend to, then, you know, we could definitely make that referral.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to put your contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Complimentary on my radio show page.
Okay.
Because if they can't remember it all and they're listening to the show, by this time they should know aaronsgunshop.com. And yeah. It may take a few days to get that done, but I'll do it. Just send me a link.
Yeah, I can do that for sure. Okay. They can also, we have a website, cac.com. I don't know why it's .com, but it is. And then our socials. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find us on socials.
Give me whatever it is you want them to link to, and I'll take care of it.
Cool beans.
Okay, look, I've got about... Let's wrap this up in the next, 10 minutes we got? About?
We could stay here all day.
Yeah, I know we could.
We could stay here all day. Something we didn't cover earlier, you know, we talk about the forensic interview and that part of it, and I know that's a big part of it, but the center offers so many other services that people don't realize, and you're talking about the grant funding, and this is in part why the grant or the fundraising is so important, is because the Advocacy Center, once a child comes into our center, they become a CAC family, and they receive advocacy services, which means a lot of times these, you know, the perpetrator, the alleged perpetrator, may be the main income earner in the household. Mm-hmm. And by, you know, reporting this, now they've lost the main income earner and they struggle with housing or with groceries or with those things. Go ahead.
Serena, I probably know the answer already, but I'm curious. Sometimes I could be fooled. Most of the cases involve men?
No.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a split. You see, mm-hmm. It's a split.
I could see it.
Yeah, there's definitely a split.
Yeah, trust me. When you look at the docket, it's pretty evenly split who the perpetrators are.
And there's it's of all ages. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of child on child.
And honestly, that's part of the problem, Matt, is that people, they're looking for that big, gory, ugly guy.
Right.
And a lot of times, it's not.
Is there a block percentage of what the problem is? Is it just person hates life and takes it on the kids?
You know, I think that if we had that information, we could probably put a stop to it.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, the cases are so diverse and there's so many motivations to it and reasons behind it. And some people are just pure evil. Like, that's just all there is to it.
Look at just yesterday, the superintendent of Itasca ISD was arrested in Harris County. He went all the way to Harris County to have sex with a 15-year-old.
For solicitation.
You know, so
with everybody at graduation,
that's right.
All those teenage girls mm-hmm. who watched. And, no, I don't got nothing to say.
That's the problem. Is it takes every form of life.
You could be a superintendent of a high school.
Yeah.
And still be that monster that they're looking for. Yeah. Being around all those kids for so long, you don't even know what he did. If he took pictures of them, or they didn't. There's so much things.
Yeah. I can't think of his name, but I know exactly how.
Yeah.
People take in, and you know, and that is a lot of their motivation is control, and you know, that's just what fancies. I don't know. Anyway, I don't have the answer to that. If I did,
Serena, I
would
cure
child abuse. Yeah. So.
We got about 8 minutes. Go ahead, get us back on track. Finish up.
The advocacy services. So the center provides advocacy services to the families, and we stay with the families for as long as they need us. But the other really exciting thing that I love about our center is the healing part. So we have a whole therapy team, and the therapy is offered to the children, the non-offending caregiver, and the siblings of the family. And all of these services are free. Like, they don't have to pay for these therapies. Services. Right. And the really cool thing is, like, if a child, say a child's 4 years old, they come in and they don't need therapy right in the moment, but then they get to be 12 years old and they start having sexualized behaviors and they need that therapy, once a CAC kid, always a CAC kid.
Wow.
They can come back and get those services, those therapy services, to help with the healing part. We also have really deep connections with local partners, therapy partners, that, you know, they go through our program, and if it's not intense enough or, you know, long enough that they need, then we are able to refer them out to a program that is helpful and beneficial to them. But our priority is always, always, always to find justice for the kids and do our part in finding that justice. Our forensic interviewers are known for going and testifying in cases as an expert witness, as an outcry witness. They've done that in Milam County and mm-hmm. have, you know, helped get the bad guys behind bars. And then even moving beyond that and working with the families themselves to get them back on their feet and then also heal, like, that's the comprehensive part. And so that's just the reason why the CAC is so important and why the things that our work that we do is so important. You know, I'll tell you, my team that I work with, they have seen some bad, bad stuff, and they have heard some terrible stories. But that is the motivation that we have every day, because in Milam County last year, there was 70 Milam County kids that came through our doors for services. And that doesn't seem like a big number, but one kid is too many kids. Like, one kid, we can just save one kid from this abuse, from the torment and the horrors that they have to endure, then let's do it. Let's do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I know, but one, two, three, four, five kids, that's a sad story. When you talk about the number you're talking about, we got an epidemic.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then I think I mentioned this off air, and I don't know if I mentioned it on air, but Bell County is the eighth in the state of Texas for confirmed child abuse cases. Eighth.
And I think you also mentioned, though, is a potential because of the transient society that's in there. You're probably getting transient, being maybe military personnel going in and out, major highway there, Twin City type of thing. I mean, all whole bunch of different factors.
And poverty levels.
So
yeah, and, you know, there's poverty levels. There's drug and alcohol addiction. Like, there's a lot of things that go into play. But the need is definitely great, and it only continues to get greater. And so... Where did our host go?
Oh, no, it's okay.
But, and earlier Matt had asked, like, how people can support the center. Just be aware and take part in the prevention part of it. We offer trainings. I go and talk to people on how to recognize and report appropriately. we also do trainings for parents and caregivers on, you know, online behaviors and sexting and how to prevent those types of things, because there's a lot of scary things that our kids are facing that we as parents are not prepared for, because it wasn't happening when we were their age.
Right.
Like, technology has become so crazy that we don't have the answers, so just educating yourself as a parent and as a caregiver is so important. So,
you know, I wanted to mention that too. Because kids are getting smarter and smarter. Okay, mm-hmm. They've got all this technology available to them. Maybe you have the perfect parents, but they're still having access to this material that you call not porn, but some other stuff.
CCM.
And it could look like, hey, parents, you're not doing your job, but they really are.
Yeah.
These kids got access to everything.
The kids at school that they're around, just like that case with that 6 year old filming another, forcing this other female 6 year old. To do stuff to him at school. And I mean, like, where did he get that from?
Yeah.
At 6 years old, and then forced it onto that wasn't the parents' fault. That wasn't but I mean, just like
something. Well, and that's what we call at risk, and we see those cases as well. Because it's like something is happening to create that behavior. Yeah. So
okay, what I got, about 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, Serena, look, I don't want to waste the time. I'd rather you take the 2.5 minutes because we'll finish it up by the top of the hour. So continue on with anything you want to put out there.
There is a Texas Abuse Hotline. That number is 1-800-252-5400. Again, it's 1-800-252-5400, and that's if you suspect abuse. Also, if you have questions, maybe you just don't know. Maybe you don't know if it's abuse or not abuse, or you don't know in a situation, give us a call at the center. Matt has said, you said you would put it on your page.
I will.
Or contact us on our website.
Yeah,
so those are all ways.
Next week, though.
If you want to support the center, we do have some events coming up, and I'm going to just shout this out real quick. Our Divine Desserts event is in July 22nd. We are looking for sponsors, and we're looking for donors for our silent auction. So if any of our community partners or community business wants to support the center
Look, I want to interrupt here. Look, there's a lot of people out there got a lot of money and they have no clue what to do with it. I'm serious. I know a bunch of people that got a ton of money, but they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
These are causes. Look, donate the money.
Yeah.
Don't get some silent auction gizmo gadget. Just give them the freaking money.
But also give a silent auction.
Yeah. Do both.
But if you want information on those tickets, you can find it on our social media site. So, and my contact information, I would be the point of contact for that.
You want to give your contact information one more time?
Yeah. My phone number is 254-207-0363. Our website is www.cacct.com. And then just reach out to us however you would like. And
Serena, fantastic conversation.
Thank you.
Fantastic information put out there. Serena will be with us for the rest of the program. The number here is 254-697-6633. Be back in three. Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host. Sometimes I wonder. I wonder if the host, because I got Bill over here taking charge. I got Serena over here giving great explanations to everything. I just, you know, sometimes got to back off, walk away. But welcome to the program, simulcasting here on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRX T98.5 FM out of Rockdale. And if you want to be on the show, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, it's wrapped up, put into a pretty little package, and sent over to the podcast department. I got a whole department for that. And you can pick it up on Podbean, Spotify, Apple, or go to Aaron's Gun Shop. So you can donate to the program on a monthly basis because it costs a lot of money to simulcast on two different stations for 3 hours all month long. So if you like the content and want to continue, please feel led to do so. And also, if you go to the radio show page, you'll see all the sponsors of the program, and please go to them first before you go to anybody else, because if you support them, they support me. It's a circle of life, and everybody's happy, okay? So there you go. Number here, 254-697-6633. Bill, this is primarily, I'm going to be hitting you up on this primarily, but everybody in here is welcome. We have a couple of new guests. We got Christine Stevenson. She popped in real quick.
Popped in. You never know who's going to just come dragging in.
No. And who did you bring? Who did you bring with you?
I brought my girlfriend Catherine, who actually works with Dr. Shelley Cole, one of her health coaches.
What a small world!
There you go.
There you go.
Circle of life.
Circle of life. That's it. Very good. Well, here's what we're going to do. I've got some headlines, and there is way more headlines than I've got, but I've got a three-hour show. I got minimal time to do this. When I used to have a five-day show, I could really get into a lot of this stuff. So what we do is we glance over it, kind of give you a heads up, see what you're thinking. So we'll go one by one. Bill, you're good with this. Senate votes to approve debt ceiling bill, averting default. Uh-huh.
What were we going to default on?
We're $31 trillion in debt.
Oh, I know, but I mean, they keep saying we're going to default. We're going to keep paying the bills that we can afford. What we quit paying is all the crap we can't afford. So when they say we're going to default, we're not really going to default on anything because we're still going to have tax money coming in. What we'll pay is we'll pay the things that we have that are essential.
Military.
We won't pay all the other crap that we don't need. And so there's no, when they say default, you know, how can you tell federal politicians are lying? Notice I said federal. Because their freaking mouths are moving, man. When they say, oh, we're going to default, they're not going to default on anything. What they're going to do is quit paying the non-essential stuff.
Bill, help me figure this out. The news reports this is the biggest cutback in the history of the United States. Let's think about this. We're $31 trillion in debt.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to cut back on stuff we owe, we can't pay, and it makes it sound like a big deal. Why not, if you were within budget,
yep,
and you said, hey, we cut back a little bit, that would be magnificent. But here we're cutting back majorly on stuff we can't even pay. How do you explain that?
You can't. You can't. I mean, if you want to know how serious, what do I tell you all the time? Your skin in the game. You want to see your skin in the game? You can look up the American debt clock. Google it, and it'll come up. And you can go look at it, and it will show you what your share of the national
over
debt
200,
is.
Almost $250,000 per
every
family.
Every baby born in the next 5 minutes is going to automatically owe $200,000.
because of their share of the debt. I mean, it never stops. And so you had 60 Republicans and like 60 Democrats vote against this,
here,
and most of them were voting against it from the standpoint of, we're not stopping the debt.
It says here, the Senate passed a bipartisan debt deal Thursday. You know what the bipartisan deal is? The bipartisan deal is this. The Republicans want to make it sound like they're doing something, and the Democrats say, we'll let you do that as long as we have exemptions. You can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but in each one of those, there's going to be an exemption of $2 billion, $750 million, $3 million. So what does it add up? It adds up to being null and void. It means nothing. That's what it means, okay?
Yeah. A billion here, a billion there. Sometimes it's going to add up to real money eventually.
Eventually. I mean. Keep kicking it down the road. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh. Christine, take a mic. You're going to love this one. Assisted suicide. Profoundly Christian.
Oh, I heard
former
you say
art
that.
Bishop says,
Father John will have some words to say about that. Let
and
me
I mentioned
tell you.
That. I go,
yes,
I can't wait to
did.
Talk to Father John.
Yes.
I'll just
that's,
screw that, okay?
Right there.
Let's go to the next one. What else I got here? All right, here we go. Look, I feel for this guy, but I could care less, to be honest with you. Joe Biden tries to explain big fall. Look, Joe, here's the reason why you fell. Because you're a klutz, because you're too old and all this kind of stuff. God bless you, man. This shouldn't be done to you, but it is being done to you. But you're as crooked as they get, pal. You've been doing it for 50 years. Anything you want to add to that? I'm running out of articles.
Ever watch Mr. Burns on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
That's the freaking president right there, man.
Except for Mr. Burns is slightly intelligent. When Joe Biden has
lost he never lost anything. He wasn't smart to begin with. 50 years ago when he went to Congress, he wasn't smart. He's still not smart.
I remember an interview. He goes, I'm saying this, I'm ad-libbing this. He's basically saying, I'm a whore to whoever pay me to the highest bidder. I'll go, I'm in here. If you pay me, I'll do it.
You go YouTube this. In 1988, he was running for president, and he got caught with that plagiarism scandal, if you remember.
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
And the news program said his political career was over.
Uh-oh.
That's how dumb Democrats are. And I mean, you know, 30 years later, they're electing him to be president. I mean, and the guy's just as dumb today as he was 30 years ago. And there's no way to be nice about
it
either.
I'd rather have an old, decrepit Biden than a fresh 30-year-ago Biden.
I'd rather have a rough tweeter and Trump. Than I would somebody who's nice and calm and doesn't get anything done.
Yeah, Americans have short memories, and we're forgiving, and that's why these people get reelected.
I feel like, you know, we talked earlier about the debt ceiling being raised. I think it's our ethical ceiling that's continuously being raised.
That's a good way to put it.
So
very good.
There you go.
All right, Bill, when I say Peppermint Patty, who am I talking about?
When
I'm at the trash can, Jen Psaki.
And she says, former press secretary, Republicans are comfortable with Biden because he's an old white man. How do you get away with that?
Because I think she has like 5 viewers on her program. I mean, that's how she gets away with it. Nobody watches that show. You wouldn't have known it if they wouldn't have made it an article, would you? Are you watching
and
MSNBC?
Notice it's only one page.
Yeah.
That's funny. Anchor Joy Reid said, I do feel like Biden has this misunderstood thing where people assume, oh, he's too old. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't. We'll leave it at that.
You didn't tear that one.
It was too thin.
It's too thin. Wouldn't have made enough noise. What do I want to do here? How about this one? Y'all like music? Mm-hmm. Grab a pistol, pop a bigot in his little disgusting LGBTQ rap song promotes violence against opposition. Calls for trans violence takes a new meaning after Trans Cycle carried out a Covenant school shooting and left 3 children dead. An atrocious song by transgender rapper being circulated on social media urges violence against bigots who oppose the LGBTQ movement. I'm not even going to give it a mention.
Let me see.
Don't give it mention.
It was a special guest on the Jen Psaki show. I mean, 5 viewers.
Since we're talking about that, let's go here. Glamour magazine puts... oh, I'm going there. Puts pregnant transgender man on June cover for Pride Month.
Okay, for those of you confused, a transgender man means it's a woman.
I was confused at first. I went, wait...
Hold on. I'm looking at the picture. I'm going, hey, how'd they do that? What's going on? Well, she's a woman, and she got pregnant. So Glamour magazine puts pregnant. It's confusing. Logan Brown is a biological woman who now identifies as a man. As Glamour tells it in its cover story, Brown unexpectedly became pregnant by her partner.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know, right? Here we go. As Glamour tells it in its cover story, Brown unexpectedly became pregnant by her partner, Bailey J. Mills, who is a gender non-binary driver.
Wait. So is her... Hold on. Let me do the math. I need a piece of paper. So we've got someone who was a female.
Still is a female.
Still is a female.
A trans man, which is a female. Yeah, let's divide that. Okay. And then multiply it by a trans woman who was a man, but now...
Who is gender non-binary.
Which is a man who says he's a woman.
I think that means it could be both.
But it has what it takes to get...
Non-binary, by definition, is a person who does
trans man straight?
Male or female.
Yeah, because she's still seeking out...
Okay, first of all, you're thinking way too hard in this. The one that acts like a man is a woman, and the one that doesn't know what they are is a man.
What if you get a guy who's gay, but he's feminine, and you get a woman who's gay, and she's masculine, and they get together, wouldn't it be a normal relationship?
What in that sentence was normal? What in that sentence sex. That you just said was normal? There was nothing. Once you said a trans blank, it quit being normal right there.
Well, you could be non-binary and then you're nothing. You
what is non-binary?
You identify as both. So you may have the genitals of one of the sexes that you do have, but you identify as both.
That's not... Non-binary, they don't identify as either.
So you're not either one.
I have never, ever seen a doctor deliver a baby and say, congratulations.
Oh, we're out.
You have
twins.
A trans.
Well, you will now.
It's you have a boy or you have
time
a girl.
Okay.
All right. I lost track of time. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent to own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook.
I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Back, everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, with a room full. It's great. Having a good time here. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. And we're live streaming on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Don't forget, at the radio show page are all my sponsors, and I want to thank each and every one of my sponsors. They have faith in me, and I want to hold tight to that faith and do a good job here. So support them, because they support me, okay? Let's hit this one. This is unbelievable. It's not only unbelievable, in the headline it says it's despicable. It's despicable. Who's that? Children's choir forced to quit singing national anthem inside U.S. Capitol as it might offend people.
Then leave.
The establishment is waging war on American traditions and the Western way of life as a whole. As a way of life, as a whole, national anthem became a trending topic on Twitter Friday afternoon thanks to rival video as an alleged U.S. Capitol employee silencing the children's choir in the middle of singing the American national anthem. That was an awkward paragraph. The moment a man tells the conductor to have the kids stop singing inside the the hall can be seen below. Mm-hmm. I went to college, okay? When you go to college, you lose
statutory
a lot of brains.
Statutory hall, that's where all the statues
are. You lose a lot of brain cells, okay? The moment a children's choir singing at the Capitol was told to stop singing the U.S. national anthem during the second verse. They had been given permission to sing the song prior to a higher up deciding on the national anthem in our national's capital was offensive. The incident was caused by many conservatives online to voice their anger at the absurd sense. Okay, I read enough. What's your thoughts? Here, the national freaking anthem. I said this. I asked you for your comments, and here I just take it back. You got three pillars of this country. You got the left pillar, right pillar, center pillar. Left pillar is the Constitution. Right pillar is the Bill of Rights. Center column is the pillar of God. It holds the whole thing up. You start chipping away at that stuff, the whole roof collapses. So here we have our national anthem of the United States of America. You can't sing that. You might offend people. Then get the hell out of this country. You want to add to that?
I'll add. So I've seen the video. I've seen what happened. The band choir leader, the guy, I don't know, remember what his name is, he got permission from Kevin McCarthy. He got permission from two or three other congressional members for the children to come in and sing. And the Capitol area prohibits protestations and things like that. But these were kids singing the national anthem. And so one of the Capitol police told the conductor guy, hey, you know, you need to, walked up to him. You can see it all on camera. You know, you got to stop. And so he stopped. And then now there is a he said, she said, well, you said we could do this. No, we didn't. It's kind of like you lied, I lied. And now there's a big brouhaha. But the point is they cut the kids off. Kids singing the national anthem in the Capitol.
Wait till it's done and say, yes, sorry about that, if it was against protocol, which how can it be against protocol?
They did something wrong, exactly. And that just sets it in their head. Well, this is not right to do here.
They were told that certain Capitol police said it might offend someone, and I hope it offends the hell out of them, to be honest with you.
They shouldn't even have that job.
No, I mean, yes, I agree with you. But somebody getting offended if they're an American citizen or if they're not an American, if you're not an American citizen, if you're illegal or if you're here illegally and you're offended, screw you. I could care less. Careful, Matt. Okay. There's no reason why you should say that.
They never said who got offended. It just might be offensive.
That's the lie. That's what the he said, she said is, well, you said that people are going to get offended. No, I never said that. And now they're going back and forth on that. And the greater context is kids singing the national anthem in the Capitol.
Okay. Mm. All right. Since that's crazy, might as well stick with crazy, right? North Korea elected to World Health Organization Executive Board.
Okay, here's the thing. Do we even care about the WHO?
I don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like you're just adding more to the illegitimacy the WHO by putting North Korea on there.
You say WHO, it's the same as saying World Economic Forum. It's the same as saying Homeland Security. I can't keep up with the numbers here, the letters.
I mean, the CDC and the WHO are two of the most useless organizations. They both started out with all the good intentions you could have, but...
So Trump cuts the funding, and what does Biden do?
He just ups it.
He gives it back.
The problem is both organizations have been polluted by intelligent people who have taken what those organizations were supposed to be about and, you know, they've morphed into these liberal, progressive causes that do more damage than good. You know, look at during all the COVID stuff, the CDC was instrumental in probably more deaths than anything else, you know, and I'll say that till the day I die. And I thoroughly believe it. You know, we're seeing more and more problems because they pushed so much stuff that was bad, not only for school kids, but for everybody, you know. And the WHO is right in there. So by putting North Korea in there, it just adds more to their illegitimacy, in my opinion.
Bill, I'm going to direct this to you. Trump says, one, in 24 hours he can end the Russian-Ukraine war.
Yeah.
And then he also says... Trump pledges executive order on day one of presidency to end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens, birth tourism. One, I believe he can do it. What do you think?
I think anybody that was a strong leader that got in there could do it. But in this field that we have currently, that would do it.
That is why I want him as president.
You know,
people don't like him for a bunch of reasons. I could care less.
Keep this in mind. What happened the year before he was elected? The Russians took over Crimea. They took over the entire Crimean Peninsula. And in the 4 years that he was president, we didn't hear a peep out of Putin about anything. But the moment he was out of office, it started up again.
It's the same thing with China and Taiwan. I have said this before, and I think you were in the studio when I said it. Every fiber in my being states that before November 2024 hits, you're going to have China on Taiwan soil.
I have a friend he's a little older than me. He's probably about 5 or 10 years older than me. But when he was
85?
That's funny. That's good. Yeah, you thought about that one for a while. When he was a little kid, his dad was a CIA section chief in Guam.
Yes.
And now he's in Guam, and he works. I can't remember who he works for, but he works for a civilian contractor. But he said he has never seen, and he spent probably, I don't know, half of his military career in Guam for some reason. He just loves it there. But he's been there for the last 10 years, but he said not since Vietnam and the end of the Vietnam era has he seen as much military on the island of Guam as there is right now. And it's just
Guam is a major stepping stone to protect that area.
And talking to friends of mine that are in Kadena and all the different Marine bases on Okinawa. Same thing.
Now, look, I read a report that the guy hit with a cyber attack on Guam. Why would you do that now?
Because they're staging.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's not just us. Believe me, the British are there in force as well. You know, they have a lot of, there's, you know, 95% of all the microchips right now that are made in Taiwan. If you drive over to Taylor right now, that building, that Samsung building, is going up at a rate I have never seen.
Amazing.
You know, my cousin, he does cranes. He does industrial cranes. His part of his business. He has 3 cranes right now. He told me the other day, Bill, they have 59 cranes on location right now. Wow. And they are moving. And for a normal building for that size, 10 or 15 maybe all you have. They have 59 of them out there right now. So as a country, we've recognized, and as a world, all the free nations have recognized 95% of all of our smart chips are made in Taiwan.
If you recognize it, I recognize it, everybody else recognize it, And we still are going down that road of, oh my gosh, they do the sorties across, I forget what that line is called when the Chinese pass it. There's some declination line that says, hey, you're leaving your space, you're entering my space. And they're doing sorties with bomber aircraft.
They're coming into the Taiwanese airspace all the time.
I know, but there's a name for it. I can't think of it. But so it's sortie after sortie after sortie, day after day. You know what happens? People become blasé to it. They go, oh, they're just doing it again. And then one day it's going to be where you got boots on the ground.
Go look up Spratly Islands. Go Google Spratly Islands. And then look at Spratly Islands 30 years ago. They were coral reefs that might have a bamboo hut on it and an anti-aircraft gun.
Now they're made into
airstrips. Several of those, they're not just airstrips. They are large, inhabitable islands because they've dredged the South China Sea to build these freaking islands, and they've put military bases on them. We still will drive our ships right next to them. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, under the Obama-Biden presidency, and since Biden has taken over, during Trump's presidency, that construction stopped also. But once Biden took office, that construction started up. Before Obama was elected president,
and
he took office,
cover for
those
China.
Were still coral reefs. Now they are big industrialized islands, and that's the danger there.
If you believe Biden is for this nation, I don't know what to tell you. And if you're so hung up on, oh, he's a great guy, and you want your social program, you know what the problem with you is out there who's listening to me now is you're so into yourself. We need to protect this nation. We need to build this nation up strong so then we can say, okay, let's do first world problem situations. Let's do first world problem programs. But right now, we've got a fight for survival. And if you don't see this yet, I don't know. You'll never see it. You'll never see it. They're going to take China. China's going to take Taiwan before November 2024. They're going to do it. And if I'm wrong, I'll be happy and I'll eat a breakfast. I'm not going to eat my shoe. I'm not going to eat my hat, but I will go eat at Ma's a breakfast, okay?
Wow. Really putting
it out
there on the edge.
Because I'm dedicated out there, man. Look, I ain't stupid, man. I'm not going to eat no shoe. I'm not going to eat. Okay.
You've got to do something negative. That's a positive.
Then I'll order something besides a Matt special. How's that?
You have 5 seconds.
We'll be back in three. Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S, FinancialGroup.com, to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Cap Adventure Radio program. Guess what? It's that time for what, Shelby?
For Pow Pow! Sorry, wrong. Armed Citizen. My
bad. True story. True story is a self-defense from the Armed Citizens column. Now, I want to make a comment here. Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, if you have old editions of the American Rifleman and you don't know what to do with them, I would like to have them because I'm running out of my supply. Running out of supply, and I would like to have more of those so that I can continue on doing what we're doing here. But this one is from September 1982 from the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column. So if you have any, let me know. Make contact with the studio here or send me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and I'll take them off your hands. But what we do here is we do cold reads on these stories and we're going to see what to do and what not to do in situations like this. And the interesting thing about the older editions, you'll notice the different types of guns, the different calibers, and the better accuracy when it comes to shooting the threat as compared to modern days where there's larger guns or micro nines or whatever, but the shots are in their kneecaps or they shot a whole bunch of rounds and it didn't hit anybody due to lack of practice. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go around the table and cold read these stories. Story number one, Chuck Madison, 73, has to have oxygen to move around and suffer several other elements of old age. But he was more than a match for a pair of robbers who crashed into his Phoenix, Arizona trailer. Although one criminal broke Madison's hand and a rib, Madison managed to retrieve, here we go, a .32 caliber pistol and open up, wounding his attacker and putting the pair to flight. Police quickly caught the wounded robber. So here you go, guy, 73 years old, injured. Picks up a .32 caliber, probably a semi-auto. I wouldn't want to be shot with a pellet pistol, okay? He made a hit, wasn't a kill shot, but he made a hit, and he stopped the threat. So there you go. He had the gun available. He endured his injuries, and that's another thing I can teach with this. If you can learn, if you can get your mental capacity to think, even though I'm shot, even though I've been injured, you must continue the fight. Because remember, one of the few ways you can really die is bleed out, or you get taken out in a direct shot to the brain or heart or something like that. If not the brain or the heart, and you have your mental faculties, you may be able to endure and continue the fight. Okay? I have paused. Go ahead. Microphone on your way.
All right. My turn. Lottie Eldridge, 60, had hunted for years near her Ossipee, New Hampshire home. So gun handling was nothing new to her. But she took on bigger game than deer or bear when she spotted a pair of burglars at work on a nearby home. She called police, then retrieved her .38 caliber revolver. She apprehended one burglar and held him for police, who said her action helped crack a two-state antique burglary ring.
Wow. A ring of antique?
Man.
She didn't shoot them. She held them at bay. She held them at bay. That's pretty darn good.
Bad mama.
That's impressive.
That's
Christine,
really
take it away.
All right. A pair of con artists tried to pull the classic pigeon drop scam on an unidentified Highland Park, Michigan woman as she emerged from her bank. But the 66-year-old woman pulled a revolver instead and replied, "I read about you in the newspaper. You ain't getting my money." The flim-flam men fled so quickly, they forgot their role, a wad of newspaper wrapped in a $5 bill.
Look, if some woman's pulling a gun on me, I'm out of there. She may not be able to hit me, but I'm out of there anyway. She scared the heck out of me.
Two things, great impression, number one. And number two, that's a term we don't use enough anymore. Flim-flam men.
You get a bunch of weird sayings.
That's,
well, this is from 1982. You want me to do the next one?
Yes, sir. Go
ahead. Sherry Davis flushed a would-be burglar from her parents' Daytona Beach, Florida home as she was checking it for storm damage. She got a neighbor, William Coveney, who grabbed a .30-caliber rifle and held the men for the police.
It's either an M1 carbine or an M1 Garand. Either one I would not want to be shot by. Well, that's pretty good teamwork, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, 1982, sure. Pulled an M1 or a 30 caliber. That's about right. Yeah, they were still using it in the 50s, so that's a good closet gun. Okay, take it away.
All right.
Dan Heffron had already handed over a bag of narcotics to an armed robber, but the youthful criminal still had a .32 revolver pointed at his face. So Heffron reached under the counter of his Littleton, Colorado pharmacy and pulled a .45 revolver. The druggist shot the robber once. Wait, so the druggist shot the druggie.
Like it should be.
You
give drugs, why not
right?
give that?
So the druggist shot the robber once, then pursued him to a nearby gas station where he held him for the police.
He followed him.
Woo-hoo. Now, you know, I partially missed it, but it's a .32 revolver and a .45 revolver. Back in the day in 1982, a .45 revolver wasn't as common, so they were larger framed guns. That's a big gun. And a .32 revolver was a very common caliber. So,
do you think he said, my gun's bigger than yours?
That's a typical guy conversation, you know?
It's genetics.
All right, go ahead and take it away.
Karen Sargent had warned the intruder who broke into her Seminole, Florida home several times to stay back. But when he kept advancing on her, she fired her .32 once, killing him.
There you go. Sorry, Shelby,
just
you didn't
once,
get the story.
Just once. She gave him every chance and was in fear of her life, a police official said. As far as we're concerned, it was justified shooting.
So here I don't want to hear any comments about people saying, oh, mouse guns won't do anything. A .25 will kill you, a .22 will kill you, a .32 will kill you, a BB gun shot in the right place will kill you. So it's not the caliber, it is shot placement. 32. Don't get me wrong, a larger caliber is better. But don't say it's not effective.
I have to wonder if she was not one of your students at one time because, like, she knew where to shoot them. And then she also said, I feared for my life.
Serena,
I remember that being
you.
One of the first things that you taught
That's
us
right.
in that class.
We're not there
this
to kill anybody.
Timeline's right, too.
That's right.
Wow.
She listened.
I got the timeline comment. I got that. That was good. Well played.
Was it back to me again? All right. A holdup artist pointed a small automatic at Cindy Branford and demanded the contents of her till at her Anchorage, Alaska gas station. But here we go, girl. She pulled a .357 Magnum, not cash, and the criminal took to his heels.
took to his heels.
I know a lot of these stories. The hooligans ran about, and I'm like, what is that? I'm not reading that.
Wait, if he took to his heels, what was he identifying as at that time?
It's all the way back then, too.
Okay. A Mobile, Alabama robber picked the wrong target when he pulled a knife on cabbie Charles Herman. Herman surrendered his cash, but when the criminal tried to exit the cab, he pulled a gun, pistol whipped the man, and shot him in the arm. That's where it ends. Didn't really get a lot of ending.
I'm sorry, Shelby.
Well, at least he got pistol whipped. That's a small flutter in my heart.
Shot him.
All okay,
right.
Go ahead, Christine.
This one is close to home. Give me all your money or I'll kill you, the armed robber demanded. But Melinda Wilson pulled a .38 from under the counter of her Waco, Texas gas station and opened fire instead, critically wounding the criminal. She told the police she was sorry she had to shoot the robber, but I didn't want to die.
Perfect lines.
There you go.
I was in fear for my life. Didn't want to die. Tried to stop him. Didn't stop. So I stopped him. Bill?
She's, her stuff always comes with dialogue, you know?
Are you jealous?
Or you know,
like, you're just sitting in the, like I told you, line. I told you, Bill, to sit over here, but you didn't listen.
No, I don't sit on that side.
Well, now you're stuck with these stories.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. So, Leona Atkinson, 75, was in her Memphis, Tennessee home with an elderly friend. She's 75 with her elderly friend.
Hey, man.
Just leave that one alone.
Everybody needs companionship.
When a trio of thieves began to remove her window air conditioner, she drove the three away by firing warning shots from her .38.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Matt steps in here. Don't you dare shoot warning shots. Don't do it. It has nothing to do with anything else other than, well, two things.
I just think the guys aren't even in the house, and she's popping off on them, and they're outside.
And each one of them has an attorney attached to them.
She's not screwing around. Well, this is 41 years ago.
Maybe they had to say warning so she wouldn't get in trouble.
Well, look, back in the 80s, you could have almost got away with this. But in today's world, there's no way. Shooting a warning shot, you're going to jail.
I was in Memphis, too. So,
oh, yeah, they're crazy.
They gotta get away with
it. How do you handle that when someone's outside stealing something from your home? Can you still go shoot them?
Well, let's see. If technically,
shoot your air conditioner.
Let's not talk common sense. Let's not talk common sense. Let's just talk technicalities. Okay. If it's early morning hours and darkness, it gives you more leeway. Right. During the daylight hours, if they've stolen it and they're walking away with it, you can do force, reasonable, necessary force, but it doesn't constitute a deadly force for somebody stealing an air conditioner. Call the freaking police. You can always get it back.
Right.
Or use a baseball bat.
This one's for you. You're going to love this one. So Fred, we're just going to say Fred Beal, 13, was at home with his two sisters when a masked intruder tried to force his way into Nickelville, New York home. The youngster fired a warning shot.
Ugh.
We know.
But it's okay. He's 13. He's
but
13.
When the housebreaker kept coming, he loosed a 20-gauge shotgun and blasted and killed the criminal.
Awesome job.
He gave him a warning.
Awesome job.
He's like, I told you.
You know, instead of saying I shot a warning shot, you could say I shot to stop the threat and missed, so I had to shoot again.
All right, we got to wrap it up because we got to break in 20 seconds.
Well, we're going to not do this. We'll finish the other stories when we come back from the break. So if you want to be on part, give me a call. Tell me a true story of your own. I got tons of them. And the number is 254-697-6633. We'll be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stop.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the program, final segment. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, I've got Serena Cole in the studio with me, Bill Whitmire, Judge, Milan County Judge Bill Whitmire, Christine Stevenson. You'll be in next Saturday. That's right. Dollars and cents. You got any idea what you're going to be, what hat you're going to be wearing?
Talking a little bit about FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and what you're going to have to do to put in your paperwork at the beginning of 2024 if you are any kind of partnership, corporation, LLC, single member LLC. Big stuff going on.
Oh, gosh. Gee, thanks, Christine. I appreciate that. All right, it's great information. You got to know it, and she's the one to get it from. All right, we're continuing on with our true stories of self-defense. I got Catherine here. You're going to read the next story?
All right. Tonya Bogus heard someone breaking into the Boomer, North Carolina home where she was staying, grabbed a .38 and hid in an upstairs closet. After the intruder ransacked the downstairs, he approached her hiding place. Bogus opened the closet door and fired, killing him. Yeah. No charges were filed against Bogus because, as one police officer said, she was justified in shooting the criminal since she had run as far as she could go and had to hide.
Now that makes me PO'd. If you breach my door, if you breach the barrier of my property, not the property, but the home itself, whether it be a window or a door, I ain't hiding in no freaking closet. It's over, dude. So I'm just telling you. You're not going to have the time to ransack my house. Got it?
Is that okay in Texas to do?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm from California. I know. I don't want to hear anything.
Uh-oh, why do you say it like that?
Because now I understand. Okay, I get it.
Well, because there, if somebody came into your house and you shot them and their body flew out of the house, you had to drag it back in again.
Wow. California is a beautiful state, just like New York, but the people there are nuts. The government is nuts, and they get elected in there. It's crazy. You got normal citizens like yourself. Somehow, some way, you got crackpots running the show. I don't get it. Don't get it. But look, if this woman had the internal fortitude to grab her .38 revolver, she was ready to use it. Why would she be, especially in North Carolina? Why would you run in the closet and let the person do, I mean, okay, I get it. She doesn't want to. Hopefully the person goes away. They just violate. Would you want somebody to say, look, I'm going to violate you, but I'll leave in a little while? And you go, okay, as long as you don't really hurt me. Would you want that?
I'm pretty red. I got a killer.
All right, let me move on.
But that's
on.
What you had to do. You had to do that in California. You had to hide behind a chair so that you made every effort. You couldn't leave your house. They wanted you to leave your house before.
Thank you, Governor Newsom. All right, next story. A group of hog rustlers had to be beat a haste had to beat a hasty retreat when neighbors wanted some Indiana farmer. This is crazy. Am I reading this wrong?
No, you're not.
I don't know. You're not reading anything right now.
I'm President Biden. A group of hog rustlers had to beat a hasty retreat when neighbors warned this individual, who's a farmer, Herd Crimmins, that these were loading his hogs onto a truck. The farmer, armed with a .357 Magnum, rammed the criminal's truck with his own pickup. They fled, shoving the hogs out of the tailgate as they went. No. See,
sometimes the wording in these old ones are crazy.
Look, yeah, you're stealing my hogs. You're stealing my. Once again, it all depends. It a lot depends on the time of day it is. Okay, if it's at nighttime, somebody's stealing my hogs. The last thing I want to do is ram with my truck. If I got a .357 Magnum, and you're stealing property that I don't think I can get back, because to be honest with you, for example, if somebody steals my car with serial number 12345. There is no other car like mine serial numbered 12345. I cannot get back what I had, so I'm going to defend it and protect it and keep it. Personal thought process. I have paused. Go ahead, Shelby.
You got a car with a serial number 12345?
Keep it.
Christ, yeah.
All right. Reverend Charles White, 67, thought the man who had come into the Pennsylvania church wanted counseling, but what he really wanted was cash. And he said, as he said, and drew the gun on the Baptist clergyman. But the cleric pulled a 25 instead of loot and killed the would-be robber with a shot to the chest. Praise the Lord.
You know why he carried a 25? Because the clothing they wear, the clergy, they don't have much room to carry something bigger.
Imagine flipping that tape back.
Father John. I'll bet you there's enough there to protect Father John.
Father John could carry during Mass.
He needs to strap a shotgun to his bag. That'd be Greg's picture. All right, Christine, right. Take it away. Final one.
Joseph Dean of Winchester, California, and Wendell Knighton of McGill, Nevada, were stopped at a rest area near Jackpot, Nevada, when they saw a man shoot a sheriff's deputy.
Oh, bad move.
Bad news. As the criminal advanced on his car, Dean grabbed a pistol, rolled under the vehicle, and exchanged shots with him.
All right, now, Serena, this guy obviously took class from me.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Indeed. Knighton, sitting in his own car, opened up, too. In the fusillade, the criminal was killed with no injury to bystanders. Meanwhile, Knighton's wife and sister-in-law gave first aid to the fallen deputy, probably saving his life.
That's a great story to end with.
That's a good one to end with.
Great story to end with.
The killer and then the good feel-good.
And the people had good training. They knew their target, what's around their target, what's beyond their target. And they did what they had to do. Fantastic. All right. I got about, 6 minutes?
Yeah, give or take.
Give or take 6 minutes?
About to just be about 4.5.
How about this one? Let's go to... Oh, this is lovely. Jane Fonda blames men for climate change. We have to arrest and jail those men.
Who's going to pay for that? Jane Fonda.
What does men have to do with climate change? Climate change is a bogus statement.
Are you really arguing about Barbarella? You remember that travesty she pulled off back in the 60s?
No, I hadn't.
Yeah, go back and take a look at that movie. You'll friggin' understand it then.
Look, climate change is a sham. It's a major sham, and I'll tell you why. The climate's been changing since the planet was born. China produces way more pollution than we do, and yet we give them benefits to say, oh, so go ahead and pollute it while we cut ourselves back. So it's a sham.
I need some more iPhones, but not here.
Okay. So, am I missing anything in that article?
No, I'm just seeing what her justification was for that.
It's because she's a crackpot.
Let me know.
I mean, like...
The cows and the men ruining this place.
Bill, I'm going to direct this to you. FBI to finally hand over Biden corruption docs under threat of contempt. You think they'll ever do it?
Yeah, they're doing it Monday in a skiff, though. At the Capitol.
A skiff. Good.
It's going to be, what's his name? Comer. You know, Representative Comer from the Republican side. And I can't remember that knucklehead from New York who's the minority lead.
Schumer?
No. He's a representative. He's the goofy looking one. Not the short, fat one with the waistline up to his nipples, but the other one. The skinny dude. Oh, it looks like he's always... it is a visual. I mean, he looks like the penguin, but not Adler, but the other one. But anyway, yeah, they said they would do it, but they're going to do it in a classified skiff. It's unclassified information.
Explain what the skiff is, please.
A skiff is like a room where you can look at classified information that you can't transmit anything out. You can't transmit anything in electronically. It's a sealed off atmosphere. But that's how they're doing it. And it's unclassified information, but Ray won't put it out. And contrary to popular belief, contempt of Congress is not that big of a deal. You know, they make it sound like you're going to go to jail or something, but rarely does anything ever happen because nobody wants to issue the political clout to do that. Mm-hmm. But they are going to make it to where they can look at it, but it's going to be... Now, the question is, if they find something, are they going to expound on it? Are they going to bring it out to the public, or are they just going to let it sit there? Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
You know, President Trump has two impeachments. That's a badge of honor. That'd be like a ribbon with a gold leaf cluster, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, Squid? Do you have those? Do you have those?
Yeah, we have those. Okay. Yes, we have those.
Okay. What do I got? 2 minutes? Yeah. Well, let's explain what's going to come up. I've got... Oh, look. What's today? Saturday?
Hey, just real quick before you do that. Remember, folks, if you want to protest your property tax appraisal the 8th, this week is the last to do it on June the 8th. So get them in if you need to protest it. And that's it.
Okay, Monday, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, I do live feed, Facebook live streams, and I do it with whoever, under whatever topic I want to do it, so pay attention to that. It's always a good time. I was having a little technical difficulties. I think I'll be able to fix that soon. This upcoming Saturday, I've got Christine Stevens, an enrolled agent with the IRS. She's not an IRS agent. She's an enrolled agent. She's a liaison. You like that, the French?
Yes, thank you for the French interpretation.
Say once again what you're going
to
do.
One of the things we're going to talk about is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. They go after the really big guys, bad guys, and the people that come into this country and have money overseas, and you got to file a form. It's called an FBAR. But what they're doing to American businesses is because of what the bad guys have. One bad apple has spoiled the bunch for the rest of us. So American businesses, partnerships, corporations, LLCs, and so on and so forth, are going to have to start filing a form the beginning of January 2024 with FinCEN to talk about who owns 25% or more interest in your business. It's a big deal, and people need to be prepared.
Okay, Bill, you got anything that you want to have the public in Milam County know?
Just that about the tax protests, and that Officer Joshua Klaus, they're having a benefit for him today until 2 o'clock at the VFW here in Cameron. So if you'd like to be a part of that, and I wrote something else down, so let me look at it
real quick. All right, while he's doing that, don't forget.
We're going to have a town hall on June the 12th in Milano at 6:30.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back next Saturday. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry. Thank you, everybody.